And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Vicki Ryder. As a grandmother, my decision to engage in civil disobedience at the North Carolina General Assembly was inspired by my own grandmother, who taught me the words of the great Rabbi Hillel, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am only for myself, then what am I? And if not now, when?" As a citizen, I was inspired, too, by our Declaration of Independence, which says that whenever a body of government engages in a long train of abuses, it's not only our right, but our duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for our future security. The future security of our grandchildren is being seriously threatened by the train of recent legislation spewing from our state's General Assembly. Will my grandchildren and yours have access to free and affordable public education and to affordable health care? Will they be able to find jobs that pay a living wage and adequate unemployment benefits if they should need them? Will they be able to cast their ballots and vote unimpeded by needless and regressive restrictions and impediments, be free to marry whomever they love and to make their own reproductive choices? Will they have pure water to drink and clean air to breathe? These are my concerns for my grandchildren, for everybody's grandchildren. They are why I chose to risk arrest. My hope is that all of you grandmothers and grandfathers out there will do the same. And I hope that someday our grandchildren will understand that we did it for them. This is Vicki Ryder.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.